Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So if Iran is in fact moving missiles into launch position, getting them ready to launch at Israel, and then that happens, what does the Middle East look like then? What does the rest of the world look like? What's our involvement? And also, I think is a very, very good question, what happens to oil? What happens to the transmission of oil? Especially in the immediate aftermath of such an attack. Folks, there's a lot that could be happening this weekend alone. And we're right here. We're right on top of it. We've got our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, of course, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us this morning to help get a handle on all this. Kyle Warren with you, by the way. Glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. 949-822-7959. You can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message as well. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. And then we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of this hour. So, as we mentioned, we've got Denise Simon with us this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, just there in the intro, I was talking about the idea of oil. What happens if the Straits of Hormuz or something are completely bottled up? Iran is going to certainly try to create a problem with oil and it's being able to get where it needs to go. I mean, this whole thing could blow up in a very, very big way.
Oil is priced on anticipation. And so already oil is up $15 a barrel. Wow. Which translates to an additional 24 cents a gallon at the pump. So,
well, you know, I just like to interject, too, that right about now, wouldn't it be good, and I'm not trying to make a joke, but right now, wouldn't it be good to have a full strategic petroleum reserve as opposed to having Joe Biden have drained it in order to appear to have dropped gas prices for political reasons?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, no, but again, see, that's the thing, and they can't replace it because it's too darn expensive at this point to do that. But that's what the SPR is there for. It's not for a political thing. It's there for if it hits the fan in the Middle East and we're not getting the same oil imports that we typically could.
I was no fan of Kennedy, President Kennedy. But I will tell you, at least the man had a war cabinet when we were entering into the Cuban Missile Crisis. We have an administration right now that has no sense of having a war cabinet or a war team. He obviously didn't listen. If you listen to the hearings that they had on the Hill with the generals that were involved in Afghanistan at the time when we left, they all pretty much made their recommendations and this White House ignored it. So we have a national security apparatus that's making decisions and we don't even know what these decisions necessarily are, and who's included in that. But, they're handling all these crises and just telling Biden what to say. He's clearly not in the mix. He has no concept of what is really happening here. And that includes, I mean, if you looked at the stock market yesterday, it was diving on, the fact that this imminent strike is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that oil is going up in price. So the consequence really, the fallout really hurts Biden. So you see, nobody is really measuring all this. They don't look at short-term consequence or long-term consequence. The fallout. So this is where we are. And they're going to send out Karine Jean-Pierre to lie about things and lie handily, I might add, but concentrate on things like, we're just trying to give students relief and, mm-hmm. you know, financial relief and a little bit of space and unburden them with, you know, student loan forgiveness. This is where we are.
Well, what you're describing, and, you know, I hate to put it in these terms, but what you're describing obviously is awesome and ominous. But it's what you're describing is a country without a president, really, because the people elect a president for better or for worse, and we don't seem to have one person where the buck stops at. This is all some committee that has some weird agenda, and they're not really accountable.
Well, that's it. And so what does this administration do? They're sending, you know, a couple of high-powered generals over to Israel and say, okay, you guys go over there and hang out with the war cabinet over there and see if you can figure this whole thing out. Whatever you guys decide is fine with me. I'll approve it. because he doesn't want his fingerprints on any of this. Why? Because he's worried about the votes coming out of Rashida Tlaib's district.
Right.
And votes coming out of, you know, the New York's district. And
this is madness. I mean, this is, you want the definition? This is it. You know, if you're going to have this kind of reaction to what's potentially happening this weekend between Iran and against Israel, and you're worried about these votes, I mean, that's tantamount to just dereliction of duty. I mean,
of course it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely, of course it is. I mean, the priorities are so upside down. Meanwhile, you know, you've got generals that I think are trying to necessarily do the right thing, but you've got a Pentagon and a State Department that are so infected with DEI stuff that those people over there are afraid to make any kind of decisions or to do the work that they need to do because they got to put DEI labels and bumper stickers and hats and t-shirts on everything.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Well, Denise, stay right there. We're coming right back, everybody. Much more with Denise Simon as we continue through the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Bird Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Yeah, we're making tracks through the weekend edition, and we're having fun, by the way. No matter that we might see a major attack from Iran against Israel, but that does remain to be seen, and I don't know, hopefully cooler heads will prevail, but I don't know how that might apply to Tehran, whether or not they can get cooler heads to prevail. Because obviously the end result of that would be pretty bad. But folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us, of course. And Denise, before we kind of change subjects here, yeah, what do you think about what might be happening in Tehran right now? What does your crystal ball tell you?
Well, I would say that Tehran has been working with its other Arab friends, mostly Qatar, and it seems now too, sadly, Kuwait, because, you know, Qatar has in fact been very, very friendly to all things Hamas and to Iran. But both Qatar and Kuwait have informed the United States that we cannot use their bases on their territory against Iran. So we can't use them. Now we have what is known as SITCOM Part 2 in Qatar, the Al Udeid Air Base. And I don't know if that means that we can't use it, but we got problems. So where is our own war cabinet?
I mean, right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is really outrageous. I would have closed Al Udeid years ago, going all the way back to the Obama administration, because Qatar was so friendly with all things Taliban. But this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, and of course, earlier, President Biden was asked by reporters he was giving a speech, not at the White House or in the press briefing room or anything, but he was out on location, and they asked him about, you know, what's your message for Tehran? And he turned around, came back to the podium and said, don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. And then he made some kind of boilerplate statement about, we will defend Israel and blah, blah, blah. But, because, Denise, to me, there was no level of energy to that. Like, for example, well, we're going to tell Netanyahu, you know, what to do here. We're going to, in no uncertain terms, explain about Rafah, for example. Or we ran right over and we tried to tell the Iranian government we had nothing to do with Damascus when Israel hit the Iranian embassy there.
It wasn't an embassy. Therein lies the whole thing. Just because Tehran says it was an embassy doesn't mean it was an embassy. It was not an embassy.
Very interesting.
It was an IRGC safe house.
Interesting. Very interesting. And, of course, and they surgically took it out, by the way, too, which, again,
of course,
belies the notion that Israel is some kind of berserker nation that is hell-bent on total destruction and they don't care about collateral damage. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so now you understand with what is happening right now with Qatar and Kuwait and Iraq and Israel. And now you understand why poor Ukraine hasn't been provided all the things that should have been provided earlier. So it wouldn't cost us so much money on the other side and why they're in the terrible position that they are in defending themselves, because we are literally taking Ukraine from first gear to second gear, back to first gear, back to neutral.
Hmm.
And we're
well, just as you're saying that, Denise, it kind of sparks my mind here, and that is, you know, we send a lot of stuff to Ukraine. Part of this, the spending, obviously, or majority of the spending that we have for Ukraine is really supposed to replace, for lack of a better term, our stuff for the United States, modernize
it. Exactly.
But what happens, and of course, we're stepping in trying to help Ukraine. We're a big dog trying to help Ukraine. But what happens when Israel and Iran really are engaged in out-and-out hostilities? Who comes to Iran's aid? Is that Russia, or what do you see happening?
Well, they already are. Both China and Russia are helping Iran. So we have an administration that is when was the last time you heard Biden himself say that he's had a long meeting with Stoltenberg of NATO?
Never.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Indeed. Well, you're right. And again, and it continues to give more evidence to what you were saying earlier about, you know, Biden's, he's kind of clueless about
all this
stuff.
Absolutely, he's clueless. So who is in this White House? You know that the Pentagon's not clueless. I just mentioned we've seen them move what they're moving, at least 100 missiles. Okay. Well, so we're not clueless. We know precisely what is happening here. So we have an administration that's, you know, all hell bent on rebuilding a Baltimore bridge, which, again, I don't care about the bridge. Just open the flipping channel in the port and get that moving again, and close the border. Those are the two things domestically that we've got to be paying attention to.
And you could fit that on a post-it note. Here you go, Mr. President. This is what you need to do right now. Exactly.
Yeah, and then we have, interestingly enough, we actually have an existing Treasury official who testified yesterday that any dollar that Iran gets from the United States funds violent terrorist activities. Admitted it.
Wow.
But yet we're not enforcing the sanctions.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, but again, you know, whatever's, you know, going to be starting to come out of this, what now, of course, we do have these forces there. We have the Dwight Eisenhower aircraft carrier in the Red Sea. What are the rules of engagement, do you think?
Well, therein lies the next question.
Yeah.
You know, we have a couple of destroyers that are en route, and they're in turbo gear to get there. Well, the question is that how long have we known that Iran is threatening to strike back, and why are these destroyers being so late getting into theater?
Yeah, yeah. But can they, obviously they can try to shoot down missiles and drones, but if they come under fire, I mean, are they going to, would they be able to engage directly with Iran or try to take out
good,
whatever their good capabilities
question.
Are?
Yeah. You know, in January, Iran launched three interesting satellites into orbit on the Shamag rocket. Well, that upset the United States. Okay, but what do we do about it? Are we enforcing any of the sanctions? No. Do we have the ability to take those satellites out of orbit? Where is this base in Iran that was able to launch this rocket in these satellites? Why is that still functioning? Are we going to use cyber? Are we going to use an EMP? Are we going to use electronic warfare and jamming? I mean, we have a lot of things that we can do without spending $500,000 per ordnance that we would launch in a defense mode.
Right.
How about an offensive mode?
Right. Well, but again, and I hate to bring this back, but then you've got to worry about how the election is going and what these groups are going to say about Joe Biden. This is really very, very terrifying, because typically if it hits the fan like this, then you just got to start, you know, doing what you got to do, which leads me to my next question. And that is they've got to have target packages ready to go. I mean, at least that's what the Pentagon does all the time, is they figure out what would happen if, and what would we do if, that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, it's like Code Pink is running things, but you know, Code Pink only gets their panties in a wad when it comes to all things Israel and the Middle East. But Code Pink doesn't have a flippin' thing to say about what is happening in Eastern Europe between Russia and Ukraine now, do they? No.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, we're heading into the bottom of the hour break here. And when we come back, we've got much more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, of course. And we'll also take your telephone calls. We'll open up the telephone lines, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. Stay right there, because we haven't even gotten started yet on these topics, because this is pretty serious stuff, folks. Stay with us. Stay right there. I will run with you.
Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. There will be a key meeting between the two top men in the Republican Party, former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson, today. After the meeting, Johnson and Trump will speak to reporters outside Mar-a-Lago. A former American diplomat and Cuban spy faces sentencing. Victor Roca took a plea deal after he was charged last year with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. A State Department employee for two decades, Roca used his position during the Clinton administration to pass information to Cuba. The Prime Minister of Japan spoke before a gathering of U.S. lawmakers in Congress. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said his country continues to rely on America as a leader in the world. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The weekend edition continues on, everybody. And as a public service announcement, anybody who was listening to Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat representative from Texas, earlier this week about the nature of the moon, it is not made of gases. It is not a planet. And it is, in fact, a rocky terrestrial ball that does orbit the Earth, my friends. And I got to tell you, we got Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Denise, I just can't get over all that from Sheila Jackson Lee. You know, so I feel that it's our duty as broadcasters to set the record straight. The moon is not made of gases, and the only way we could live on the moon is if you had some kind of a base. You know, you can't go to the moon and walk around and live there, even if it wasn't made of gases.
You know? Has she not looked at any videos in her life, you know, when countries have landed on the moon? I mean, really?
Well, and then she got on the floor of the House and she said, well, Republicans just want to make fun of me instead of talking about prenatal care and loan forgiveness for students and stuff like that. It was like, well, I mean, I know they're trying
it's
to
so easy.
Switch a Rooney here, but yeah, exactly.
It's just easy.
Well, you know what? Our phone lines are already lighting up, Denise, this morning.
Okay, let's do it.
So we got it. We're going to start off with Backgammon Bob this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. You're on with Denise.
Very good. Okay, the reason that we should be pulling out of NATO and other alliances, six things. One, we are not, and this is the reason we should be pulling out, we are not committed to an Article 5 war, which we cannot win and should not be in. Number two, this would make the European Union and other European countries commit more of their resources and take more of an active part in their own defense. Number three, enable us to pull our assets back to this country and rebuild our own military. Number four, this also applies to the Asian area also. We are no longer the superpower that we used to be and cannot be the world's policeman forever.
Okay.
Number six, companies expand too quickly and go broke. Countries can do the same thing. We did a lot of this after World War II when we were the biggest dog on the planet, and we expanded and put all these bases all around the world and stuff. Okay, that's it.
All right. Hey, thanks, back, Em and Bob. Appreciate the call. Well, Denise, let's just say that you're out of NATO and there's a huge war in Europe. Does the United States, could it remain isolated from all of that?
Well, I'm going to disagree with almost everything that Beck and Bob said. Instead of just bailing on NATO, I think that we necessarily ought to fix NATO. It is not NATO's fault, by the way, that things have gone sideways in all these contested territories across the world. It has to do with these country leaders and their diplomatic wings, including ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got Armenia that's a problem. We've got Turkey that's a problem. We've got Africa that's a problem. We've got Cuba that's a problem. We got Mexico that's a problem. You know, I mean, we have all these. So it isn't, that's not a NATO problem. It's NATO is to be used to fix the failures of the diplomatic piece. And I will tell you, too, that, you know, these European countries, with the exception of, I think, two, maybe three, are, you know, are stepping up in a very big way to support Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad for that. The others that I make an exception, you know, they're sort of helping. But now we've gotten to the point here where the Democrats have actually put a hold on F-16s that were bound for Israel. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
If we want to rebuild our own military, but we want to pull ourselves out of NATO, why do we need a military at all then, I guess?
Good question. Well, I'll tell you what.
Sorry, Backgammon Bob, but you and I can go around and around on this one. I understand his point.
Yeah.
I understand the spirit of his message.
Yeah.
But there's another method, other means to achieve some things.
Well, we got Tony in Tampa also giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Tony. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Denise, and good morning, Kyle. Denise, do you think that Barack Obama is the de facto the de facto president? That's number one. And he's no fan of that great man, Benjamin Netanyahu, mm-hmm. and he attended a church for 20 years
mm-hmm.
that denigrated Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
I don't think he's the de facto president. I think he is encouraging those on the national security apparatus, which would be Jake Sullivan, who worked in the Obama administration, Tony Blinken, and especially Susan Rice. So I think that he is encouraging them, but I don't think he's the de facto president, no. I think that there is a team of special interests coming out of the George Soros realm, the Code Pink realm, the Brookings Institute, which is funded by Qatar. You know, there's lots of other factions in here. And the other one is John Kerry. I think John Kerry probably has more influence on this administration than Obama does.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that Obama doesn't, because he does. I mean, he pretty much talks to this White House in some form or fashion every day. But, you know, the one that's there is John Kerry, and John Kerry was always very, very pro-Iran.
Well, indeed.
Along with the Wendy Shermans and
forth. And the Iran nuclear deal, that's all he wanted.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, Tony in Tampa, thank you so much for the call. Great call. We really appreciate it. And we've got now Anthony in Tampa is giving us a call. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning to you both. Denise, I'm going to equate the Jews who served in the German military prior to World War II and those who are residing in this country. They seem to be in camps that don't like them. First of all, the lingering seed of anti-Semitism in beginning in World War I, and they wanted to serve in World War II, and then the tables turned on them. Hitler decided he didn't want them, and he wanted them discarded. It's the same thing I see the Jews who are part of the Democrat Party. They're not wanted there. They can deceive themselves to be branched into that party, but they're not wanted. And it's time for them to wake up. I don't know what the whole delay with them waking up to the fact that the Democrat Party had the seed of anti-Semitism from its beginning. And to me, it's puzzling. Chuck Schumer, where does he stand? And where are all these Jewish celebrities and musicians? It seems I listened to the Hugh Hewitt show earlier, and they had one guy there who's going around the country in Israel performing, and he's puzzled as to why their artists here in this country don't seem to want to have a backbone. And I'm talking about Jewish, those on the left who seem to be cowering. They think that by favoring or siding or kind of staying quiet, it's going to favor them. Look what's here happening in Dearborn, Michigan. The radicals. They made it clear they hate this country and they hate Jews.
Well, they get invited to the White House. They get invited to these campaigns to entertain.
Exactly.
You know,
Right.
They ingratiate themselves to the left. I mean, it's in vogue to be pro-Palestinian.
Yeah.
And I would argue that these people have no clue of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad and the PLO and Yasser Arafat and where he was educated, Russia or Soviet Union.
Right.
I mean, let's start teaching them. I don't know how you do it unless you get on their Instagram pages and, you know, start saying, speaking some real truth out there, but you know, these people, it's a vogue movement, and that's just where we are.
Well, Anthony and Tampa, yeah, we appreciate your call very much. Great call. Anthony, we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Take care.
All right. Anthony and Tampa, everybody. And, yeah, you know, Denise, there were some Hollywood actors that came out against Hamas around the time of the Academy Awards, which I thought was very gratifying. And they said basically that Hamas needs to surrender. That's how this war ends, surrender and bring back
short-lived,
the hostages.
Short-lived, though, wasn't it?
But short-lived, exactly. You're right, because everybody's kind of got their cottage industry, and they don't want to rock the boat, you know, unfortunately. And that's a real shame. But, Denise, thanks for being with us again this morning. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk
to you
on the Monday show. Take care.
All right.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. And the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Go over there, check it out. Find out all the great stuff Denise has to offer. Thanks to the callers this last segment. Great calls. We sure appreciate it. Stay right there because we are coming right back. So don't go anywhere.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Riddle me this, Batman. If you could do something about the border and you saw all of the negative things that are happening to our country, destructive things, national security risk things, wouldn't you do that? Even if you were a Democrat president, you know, I think it just begs the question, why wouldn't you do something if you could do it, if it's within your power? To do something like that, why wouldn't you do it? Well, obviously, when you've got a larger political agenda, when it doesn't matter to you what's happening to the country because you just want to blame Republicans for not passing some bipartisan legislation that somehow will fix the border, right? But of course it won't. But as long as you have this thing that you can hang out there and say, look, they're not passing this legislation, therefore don't come crying to me about the border. That's exactly what you do if you're Joe Biden or the Joe Biden administration, or if you're in the basement of the White House, you know, making committed decisions. Who knows? But folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, Weekend Edition continues on. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here as we move through the final segment for our Weekend Edition version of the program this morning. And wherever you are, if you're listening to the program, you're welcome to send us a direct message all the time, anytime, day or night. KyleWarrenShow.com is my home website. Head over there. You can check that out. You can send us a direct message. Find the podcast. and all kinds of other great stuff as well. So head on over there when you have an opportunity. Well, as I mentioned about the border, the reason I bring it up is because Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House press briefing room was being asked about this as well by the White House reporters about Joe Biden possibly taking executive action on the border. Guess what? No executive action can be taken to reverse the border crisis, says Karine Jean-Pierre, and astute listeners will hear her say momentarily about what they expect to do for the border, but of course, it cannot be done. Let's listen in.
Executive action is going to have the full resources that we need to get this done.
Since the president himself said that you guys are looking at those executive actions, can you talk? Is the sort of universe here just trying to restrict asylum claims? Is it changing processing times? Or is it as extreme? You know, President Trump, when he talked about ending legal travel or legal trade across the border.
I think here's what I can say. We evaluate all options, right? We do. We evaluate all options as it relates to executive actions. We just have not made a decision on this yet. But we believe, the president believes, it's important to evaluate those options to see what's at our disposal. To move forward.
It's at our disposal.
And we haven't made a decision. But what we will continue to do is, because there is a proposal out there that is bipartisan, would deal with what the challenges that we're seeing at the border. We think it's important. It was supported by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Border Patrol unions. It is a bipartisan, proposal that we think would be tough and fair. We want to see Congress move forward with it. And so we're going to continue to call for that. But as it relates to what we're looking at, we're always looking at options. I just don't have anything. We're always going to evaluate our options. We haven't made a decision.
All right. So let's stop right there. I mean, that's exasperating, isn't it? We're always going to look at executive actions. But what we really want is this thing that will never really pass and doesn't really address the issues the way they should be addressed. Is not a fix for the border, but you see what it is, folks? All it is something that you can dangle out there and say, if only the Republicans would finally come to their senses, because otherwise, whose fault is the border? Well, it's the Republicans. They're the ones at fault in the border because this president wants to be able to use the bipartisan fix, and unfortunately, these executive orders, which were essentially reversals early on of Donald Trump's executive orders. Wasn't there a dictator on day one, if I recall correctly, when Joe Biden? But the idea, of course, is that if you simply go back and do some of these very similar things, you might start to see a real change on the border. So that would go against their agenda anyway. So they're much rather wait for Congress, quote unquote, to do something rather than actually try to fix what you can fix right now, because either there's a national security catastrophe happening at the border or there isn't. And if you've concluded, which I think so many people have, that there is a national security catastrophe happening at the border right now as we are on the air, this is ongoing. And it's not going to get better. It's not going to suddenly taper off. Oh, well, you know, there's not so many people now. I don't know. You know, it's just not going to happen like that. But, you know, it's just exasperating to hear Karine Jean-Pierre speak in that matter. All right. Well, get ready for this, folks. We heard about the nature of the moon earlier from Sheila Jackson Lee. And as a public service announcement to our wonderful listeners who already know the difference, we're just going to reiterate it. We're just going to continue to lay the foundation. The moon is not made of gases. It is, in fact, a terrestrial body that orbits the Earth. It is something, yes, you can land on, and not a gaseous planet of some sort. Just saying. But let's listen in here. This is actually from CNN. You've got Abby Phillip, who's the host of CNN Newsnight, asking Malina Abdullah, who is evidently the running mate now of Cornel West. And she had some pretty shocking things to say about the police and about defunding the police. Let's listen in briefly.
I want to ask Dr. Abdullah, you are a newcomer to the political sphere, and I want to ask you about some of your positions. You have tweeted in the past about supporting defund the police, which is something that I think perhaps some people in the Black Lives Matter movement support, but also this tweet from back in 2015. The KKK, the police, and government officials are one in the same. I wonder, do you stand by that comment?
Absolutely, and thank you for having me. I want us to understand the history of policing in this country. And so Twitter doesn't allow you to give a whole history of policing in this country, but in a few sentences, we can just confirm that there is no historian that I've ever come in contact with who disputes the fact that policing in this country hails from slave catching. And so when we say that policing is, you know, the new millennial slave catching, we're not saying that we don't want public safety. We're saying we want real public safety where community is really centered, where Black safety is centered. And we know that when Black people are safe, we also create safety for everyone else.
All right. We just wanted you to hear that, folks. You know, to equate police with the KKK, and this kind of thing, to me, is just way far over the top. But this, again, there are groups, and a lot of times this is kind of, you know, there used to be like a fringe, right, in terms of political thought or political speech. You know, we have freedom of speech here in this country, First Amendment right. But in the days before things like Twitter or X, social media, sometimes people would get on television, I guess, or they might get on a radio show or something. But it's really now just amplified all over the place. And to make such statements, I think is, you know, again, really, really over the top. But it shows us how, sometimes how far we got to go. And that's one of the reasons we have shows like this, why we have media networks like this, why, you know, you have to continue to be able to fight that good fight every day of information in order to counter these kinds of things that I don't know. You know, it's very, very sad to hear something like this. I can't imagine any law enforcement officer, anybody in law enforcement at all, or a supporter of law enforcement that would begin to say, well, yeah, let's find out more about this. And how does this all work? Oh, how does this all work? All right. Well, folks, thank you so much for listening throughout the week and throughout this weekend show. It has been my pleasure to be with you. And we certainly appreciate all the direct messages. We appreciate the telephone calls. We appreciate the enthusiasm. So, folks, go out there, make it a great weekend this weekend. We're going to be back bright and early Monday morning on the program, 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com for more information. We will see you soon. And everybody out there, do take care out there. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.